Ryan Roberts. A Ukrainian army brigade said on Sunday that it had fired Soviet-era Grad rockets toward Russian troops near Bakhmut. A service member said that his 57th Separate Infantry Brigade launched rockets onto crowds of Russian troops storming Ukrainian positions. Russian forces have refocused attacks onto the smaller town of Soledar after failing to take Bakhmut. It's been nearly a year since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. A senior Ukrainian foreign ministry official says Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, wants to visit the United Nations to address a high-level meeting of the 193-member General Assembly. She says the president wants to visit on the eve of the anniversary of Russia's February 24th invasion of his country, if the security situation permits. The official cautioned in an AP interview that many factors need to be in place for Zelensky to make the trip. Pope Francis on Sunday reiterated his plea for peace in Ukraine as he held the Angelus prayer in front of some 15,000 pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square.
Fratelli e sorelle, non dimentichiamo il martoriato.
He said, brothers and sisters, let's not forget the martyred Ukrainian people who are suffering so much. After the Angelus, the pontiff announced an ecumenical vigil of prayer that will take place next September 30th in St. Peter's Square. A 72-seat Nepali passenger aircraft has crashed onto a gorge, while landing at a newly opened airport in the central resort town of Pokhara, killing at least 32 people. Rescuers are scouring the crash site near the Seti River and are expected to find more bodies. This is VOA News. Reactions continue to news that lawyers for U.S. President Joe Biden found more classified documents at his home in the U.S. city of Wilmington, Delaware, than previously known, the White House acknowledged Saturday. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, a Republican congressman from the U.S. state of Texas, Tony Gonzalez, says he's worried about any potential damage resulting from the apparent mishandling of classified documents.
Who knew what and when? Were sources and methods compromised? If they were compromised, is the intelligence community, what are they doing to mitigate those?
White House lawyers said in a statement that a total of 6 pages of classified documents were found during a search of Mr. Biden's private library. Previously, they had said only a single page was found there. Several states have reduced the window for mail-in ballots to be received, and that has angered some military support groups. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
The controversy is bubbling in Ohio, which has reduced the number of days to include mailed-in ballots in election totals from 10 days down to 4. Critics say that could mean ballots from Ohio's military voters get tossed out if they miss the shorter deadline. Navy veteran Willis Gordon, who's with Ohio's NAACP, says the new rule disenfranchises military personnel from the very rights that they're over there protecting. Controversy erupted over mail-in ballots in 2020 after the Trump campaign falsely suggested there was widespread fraud among them. Ohio and 3 other states have shortened their ballot time frames, saying it's for the sake of election integrity, while Wisconsin, New Jersey, and California are considering doing so as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization has appealed to China to keep releasing information about its wave of COVID-19 infections. Here's more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The request comes after the government announced nearly 60,000 virus-related deaths since early December, following weeks of complaints it was failing to tell the world what was happening. The announcement gave the first official number since the ruling Communist Party abruptly dropped antivirus restrictions despite a surge in infections that flooded hospitals. A WHO statement says the information allows for a better understanding of the epidemic. The agency also asked China to continue sharing this type of detained information. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Bye now. Love and lust.